In the studio, we have Noah Nukasuk, who returned home to Nain this past weekend after nearly a month of paddling up the Labrador coast. So first, let me say welcome home.
Thanks, Mitchell. It's nice to be back in Nain.
Definitely, definitely. And so the original plan when you left Nain on July the 6th was to paddle 950 kilometers to George River Nunavik. Now, that didn't happen. Tell us why, Noah.
Didn't happen for a variety of reasons. One of the reasons is we were on a schedule. My two partners, they're both professors at universities. We were having difficulty making the distance and the time. We were having bad weather, a lot of north wind and rain and fog that was slowing us down on our traveling days. They had to get back, one of the reasons. Me, I didn't have to get back so quick. I don't have the same things to come back to. Another reason was we were splitting up too on the rougher sections. They had faster kayaks than the ones I constructed last year. And that's a problem when you're in polar bear country. The trip was set up so that we were dependent upon one another. I needed, well, we each wanted to see each other live through this, but I needed their bear fence and they needed my rifle. So it was critical that we, in serious polar bear country, that we stayed together for all the time. And that was having difficulty. A few other reasons, but I can talk more about that later if you will.
So how far did you and your fellow hikers actually make it?
The farthest we made it was Nafak Fjord, which is roughly 450 kilometers north of Nain. We made it around the worst cape and some of the worst sections. The rest was looking kind of unpredictable, so we decided to paddle back from Nafak to Saglik, which is 400 kilometers. We paddled around Saglik Fjord. That was more their idea. You know, they wanted to be on vacation, and I just kind of tagged along in that part. So altogether, we paddled around 640 kilometers.
But you're no stranger to paddling expeditions, having paddled many times in the past, but those trips are usually done solo. How was it having companions with you this time around?
It's difficult when you have Halunak companions because it requires a lot more organization. For them, to get here is usually a trip on his own, whereas I just start off from here. Well, for me, you know, it's even more than a paddling trip. It has deeper roots and deeper implications. Whereas for them, they're good paddlers, but it doesn't have the same meanings for them. Having a team, it's like a split personality. When you're on your own, you make decisions on your own, and it's easier. Group discussions, and sometimes a team can work out, but sometimes a team, you know, each want to do good things, but you don't do good things. You may slow each other down, maybe.
Remind us of who your fellow hikers were.
Well, the two men who were brave enough to take on this trip were Roderick MacKinnon from New York City. He's known for his Nobel Prize in chemistry in 2003 for working on ion channels. And the other hiker is Lev Tarasov from Guelph, Ontario, professor at Memorial University.
So how did you actually get in contact with those folks and start planning the trip?
The internet contact. They heard of me and they wanted to paddle in a remote and wild place. The Torngats Northern Labrador requires a kayaker, but also requires a hunter. We helped each other, kept each other safe, okay. But it was mostly through internet and phone.
Perfect. And how did the elements treat you during your paddle? I know you mentioned there was some rough weather during that trip.
We had a lot of rain, Mitchell. Continuous pouring rain. We had fog, but you can manage with fog, and you can manage with rain too, but everything gets wet eventually. We had a lot of north wind, which really sucked because we were going north and the wind was, a lot of the time it was paddling, couldn't even paddle. The two people who did this trip before, or not the exact trip, but Nigel Foster and Jerry Kobolinko, they didn't have this much trouble with the wind. They were going in a different direction.
And I hear you ran into some pretty rough waters as well.
Yeah, we did. Me, I actually got sick twice on the trip, once around Kittipites and once around Norfolk, and I think the ones around Kilipite I could have avoided by drinking more and sleeping more, being more comfortable. But Nafak, there were times there were 20-foot waves around the cape. Quite powerful, swirling ocean. Yeah, I was okay. I never flipped over, not once on the whole trip, because I'm not trained in rolling, so if I flipped over, I wasn't coming back up.
That's pretty scary, that there. And so you mentioned earlier that you got split up a couple of times. Tell us about that.
Around Ukak, we paddled, it seemed like close to 70 kilometers, but it was a long day. Split up in Ukak, that wasn't so bad, it wasn't real polar bear country. That one wasn't so bad, but we set up camp again in the Patuk Bay at night. We left late from Mugford, so we had a late start, 11, 12 o'clock, something like that, a late start. Saldik, going around the Cape, we started Hebron 8:30 in the morning. We had strong winds, even though my friends were stronger kayakers than I was, they still got caught in the winds off the Cape. Like, they were paddling and paddling, and they weren't moving. And it was dense fog, really dense fog, and they thought they lost me. But I'm pretty steady, and Lev had faith in my steadiness, and they just saw me coming out of the fog, like, they were praying to God at that point.
Okay. So, yeah, you mentioned that if you would have rolled, then that would have been it for you. So what was going through your head as you're going over these 20-foot waves? Were you scared, or...?
I was having kind of fun time, in a way. Mitchell, I would see my kayak, I was like 20 feet high around there, and look down in their kayak, looked like I was in a two-story building, but I thought, this is serious. But you know what's interesting? Even in extreme conditions, they always tell you to take a buddy and you'll be safe and so on and so forth. That's not really true, because in extreme conditions, you can't do anything for the other person in a kayak. Like, even if they had flipped over, they couldn't help each other. Even if they were brothers, that's how serious it is. And later on, Rod told me 25 to 40% of traditional Greenland kayakers have died at sea. And these were guys who have been raised in kayaks since they were 10. And so it was pretty chilling to hear that.
You were in a kayak that you constructed yourself, and they were in, factory-made kayak sort of thing. So differentiate the two for us.
Well, my method was a bigger kayak and can carry more gear. That was my method. Their kayak was smaller and could carry less gear, but could travel faster. I don't think there's a difference in the water. Like, if I had done my construction differently, I think my kayak, similar shape, would have kept up with theirs. But the real difference is on land, because they can do rougher landings than I can. They can take off and rougher waters. They can drag their kayak over rocks, and it's a lot easier to load their kayaks. They have hatches. Me, I have to get on my knees, and I have to try to shove stuff in, and I can't. It's hard, a lot harder for me to pack than them.
You mentioned you were prepared for polar bear country. You had the fence and you had the rifle. Did you run into much wildlife during your trip?
Yeah, we had a few polar bears. One polar bear charged through our fence around Reddick Bay, knocked over two poles, which were very solidly anchored down with heavy rocks. But it tripped over a wire, which made a 12-gauge plank go off, and an electronic motion sensor. And that scared away that polar bear. And a few polar bears just ambled by our camp, and one stuck his head inside my kayak and kind of damaged the cockpit combing and my seat. Yeah, we saw a few polar bears running 60 meters away coming around a point. I kind of swore because it was in shallow water and could get to us pretty quickly if I wanted. And there were more black bears, quite a lot of black bears.
And what about in the water? You see any whales, anything?
Just minkies. We never saw any orcas or belugas. We just really saw minkies, and we didn't really even see that many seals, to be honest. Mostly ducks, but not that many seals. Not that much. Not one caribou.
Yeah, you mentioned to me before this interview that you lost some weight during the course of the paddle. Tell me a bit about that.
Overall, I lost weight. I gained weight in my upper body for muscle, but I lost weight in my stomach, and I lost muscle in my legs because we basically sitting down and rowing, but paddling. But I lost some weight, and I've been pretty hungry since I got back to town and eating a lot. But I had enough food for the trip. I learned from Jerry Kovalenko that you always pack enough food for the trip, so I was prepared food-wise.
So what sort of food do you pack for a trip like this?
Granola is good, and you mix that with milk powder. That makes a great breakfast. For lunch, crackers and peanut butter and jam and chocolate bars, stuff like that. For supper, freeze-dried dinners. We did some fishing. It was pretty easy to catch fish up there, big fish. I shot a few ducks, can eat them raw. We could have ate more wild food, but we were on the move, and one of my partners was kind of like a vegetarian. He couldn't process meat, and the other guy was a really good fisherman, but not like Nain, style.
During the course of your trip, you were able to keep people updated on your location using a SpotMe device. Tell us a bit about that.
My partner, Lev, had a SpotMe device. I had a satellite phone, so we got split up. We each had a communication device. And yes, SpotMe is a nice tool. You push a button, wait 15, 20 minutes, and your location updates to on your Facebook page and to people's email address, and makes people feel better because they know where you are.
Okay. So are you planning any other trips in the near future?
No, Mitch, not in the near future. It's kind of a bit of a rush. Doing two big trips in the same year was pushing it, and I just want to, get a job and get a schedule and be normal like everyone else for a while.
Okay. And so what lessons did you learn during the last month, during this trip?
I learned more about kayaking from my two partners. They helped me with navigation, and honestly, we traveled a lot like we were speedboats. We never really hugged the shore. We kind of went straight out like a longliner or speedboat. I learned a lot this month. I learned how to deal with polar bears better. I learned how to kayak better. It was an interesting month. I like to say something is not to take shortcuts. What I did, you know, if I spent a few more years kayaking compared to now, I would have been a better kayaker. And if I had had more tools, then I wouldn't be as dependent upon other people. So one of the reasons we turned back is it was determination versus smart thinking. I wanted to prove a point that determination can get you through a lot of things, almost anything. But I didn't want to send a bad message, you know, go out and kayak this after 950 kilometers after. You should think smart, and I didn't want other people to copy what I was doing. So I just want them, maybe they should start kayaking, but they should take it slow and, you know, be happy with their life.
Perfect. And Noah, again, welcome home, and thank you so much for dropping by here today.
Yes, thank you, Mitchell.
Mitchell, apigayo. Na lao te kovi me te te wot no ano hasa me. Na ni mo angi hata na lao te mi wogi na ni ngani o lao te. Au la se makahu ni takhe kasami. Labrador satuge ngani inga galatu ni. Te me mo uha kaka lao langa. Angi hami limigi no uha te lo. Na kumi Mitchell. Piu yuvo na ni mo uti si magaya. Mitchell. Sutaha, te me ma aula ni ane gasi ma lau galatu si, naini me aula gatu si, ingi hagea mi 950 kilometers si tu kangi hloalu tu ale alu si, no na vi me yumi, taman naulu laungi tu, summa mga uhau te lau tegu, no a ki uyuk. Te me lu laungi lak, sunakalatu inai pichu tau ti lukit, ilangat pichu ti hanuk akuni utiga yo sugalania manga tamaliga sahala watta makho khaya khatigi lauta ka ilinia ti chi lagi lautu ilisimauti lagi hallutik ilinia bit swami ammalo ho mai sagala lawatta haningi tumu aula simagya malitsya ge am tai chumani lautu silalo kaula ummalo atwane pa hattaluni silalo tattu pasuni tai mai suta Sukkaili umatte taulau kukut ingi khanittini. Ammalu utigea halau miyut nunaga yamminut pichuti ulau miyuk. Uvangali tafwainali utinkalu agama khanuilu laungilak. Taima chayna takutituuna utifigea halau tangatu pikatsa halu laungim nama. Tamannautilugu amma pichuti ulau miyuk. Immigulittili ahi khattalau gattalu. Uhumaitu ku nitsauli gatta. Sukkanit saoyoni khaya halau maanik. Sukkanit saoyoni sanalautagani akhani ulautuk. Tamanna apuumi utau lautu. Ingi khaligavit nanuttalimmi. Aulasi manni ulautu akhitauma lautuk. Imailingatillugu tati khatigigea khajugut. Aulasi ma khatigilluta. Kamatsia khatigigoma laugatta. Taima ingi khanittini. Tamanna utillugu atugea halau meyaga nanummi. Tikitau tailigi kutinga. Avaluk, ammalu, atugea hamitillugi hukiutiganik. Teimeimma pimmakit tuolu yumi, isumanna tuolu loukhu nannu hafimi. Katinga geatsanitsinu tamat, amma uhumait sakalalluta. Asingillu pitsuti ujut uhauti unani atakasia ueangu lippuan. Mitso apikine atillugu. Ifvit ammalu, haya hatiikki hanu hanengitigu yumi inkalaukhisi. Noa. Haninginin pahamut ay laukukut na famut 450 kilometers siga lau yuk takhani nainim. Uifakuslu ta piunginipangata ilangagut ammalu ingavigi lautabu. Nalunagala lautu hanu ingavi suungumangat teimaislu ta ipugala lautugu. Utislu ta sallimut na famit haningitigi yumik 400 kilometers. Ipummislu sallimi teimaa. Piloa lautugun teko isumagi loalugin. Sulu sila kiyaga lagumatu ina laugaming. Ammalu malikataga latu ina laugama takuninga. Ipusimaga loaluta 640 kilometers situn. Mitch apigine amitlugu. Ipugalage ami aulasimaluti nalulungituting. Unuttu itulluti sivungani ipuhatta simalilluting. Tamannautillugu teitsumani aulasimani hatlautati inutulluti aulahatta laututin. Hanulli ippinia nalaukha ila halillutin. Aulasimani agavin. Noa. Uhumaittu Halunani Aulasimahati Hagavit, Hanupi Yuhayut Saumangat, Akitao Simanisao Rea Hatsainamat, Takunungali, Tamani Rea Tsarinun, Tamanao Diluru, Taman Aulasimanitu in Nauvo Immigut, Uvangali, Aulatu in Hatayungatamangan, Uvanuli Ipunitu in Namariuyung, Aulaluni, Amalu. Tunganaloaluni ipinianaloalunilo takunungali piuyumi iputtisiangullutik asiangujung tamannautillugu taimatsaina tukihakuti hangitumilli pilautung ammalu kamahati hakeamik sullu immiguulingajuuni inuusi ha juujaagunnatuk inutuuguvilli imminninamminik hanupiniammangaapi isumassasisuunguyutit tamannalu uhinnisaujuk hangaulimmat Pihati hagiak sulit siya yumisak hisuk taman na walo at lugo ilangani aula si mahati hagiak tamainik aula si mahati minik pitsiya huyingin natuk taman na walo at lugo piu yumi tama pitsiya hun na lungitutin sukay litit siutaw hun na tuin na kayatung imaka mis uhamidin lugo ikay tilaw mitigo kinakuna kaya hati halaw mga apit noa takwa maku angutik Kapiaso mayan ni halong ito aula si Mariamik, Roderick McKinnon, New York City Milk, Iliteria Utihayuk Nobel Prize itanigami Chemistry Bichutigilugo 2003 ngutilugo, Sulia Halluni, Khawya Sauti Unik Ions Channel si Unigatanik, Amalo Aip Gliv Teresso, Guelph Ontario Milk, Ilinia Tichi Lagiuyuk Memorial Ilinia Vitsuangani, Mitch. Apiginiam mitilugo hanulitakwa khawli khatigini khaking panne khatigini alilugo aula semagamun noa khagitao yattigulang tusamo te khalauto wannek amalu epukumalau meyo khaningitumut itsinattu yummut takhala bedor pitakhagali khayattinik tamannautilugo amma pitakhagaya khamyo umayunniatimik taimaisluta ikayo khatigilakhugut taima pilukat Tau tailigi kuti ulunu taman tamaita. Mitch, hanulli silau yuk ipugalan tilluti pilauka. Khauji mayungatai silau tutit. Silalu kau hatalau nengani aula sima tilluting. Noa kiu yuk. Silalu palau ku Mitcho. Silalu tsaina toa lusuni. Ammalu tattukaloa tillugu ingi khasungu yutit. Silalu milu taman nau tillugu. Sunatui nei khau silisungu yut. Amma atuane pahata lau meyuk. Taman na piuyu lau ngimaituk. Takhanu ingi khalau gata. Tamagalalli ullu khatsaina lau kugut. Ipu fiugun nangitumi. Takwa makhuk. Aulasi malau tuwini siwullimi asiagut. Nigel Foster amma Jerry Kobelinko. Khanui lau ngimaituli anugimun. Asianili tukaguti khalau gaming. Mitch O'Hanirluni. To sao mami yunga amma akunat swa kuhatalaw nini ingi ulit swa kun. Noa. Ahali, tay may tukulaw kugut. Alla makwito lunga kanim malaw kunga aula si maltuta. Ataw siya lunga kilapay kut ay pangan ni nafwa kut. Isumakalaw tunga anugi kasumilaw ni nga ni kilapay ni. Kanimatay ligayalaw tunga. Imituin na ni kut amalu sinisiman ni saulaw kuma. Ilukhiyan ni saulwa kaya lakunga. Tamannaw tilugo na fak. Hangawlim mat 20 foot. Ingi uli aluk. Uifakut. Sakiyahat lautuk. Pizza tuyo aluk. Kaibiyo aluk. Imapik. Hanoy laung ito nga. Umiw laung ito nga. Ataw siya lungaluni. Aula si may natiluta. Umiw si makaya kuma. Ilinia titaw malungi na mahanuk. Umikhalo nga. Makigialagaya mi kayami. Day may mat. Umiw si makuma. Makigyala kaya laungilanga. Mitch O'Hani atlugo. Taman na isumayagaya nga kapyan at toalok. Taisik haumi yuti siwunga ni avi yuti hatigi hatalaw nisinik. Taman na ukaw tigilaw migo. Noa ukatilugo. Ukhami galak. Ipulaw kugut imaka 70 kilometers ito galak. Taman na ukalo atlugo. Haning ito alulautuk. Avi yuti lautugo ukhami. Nanutakalulaw ngiman. Tait sumanili hanipalulaw ngitong. Taman na utilugo. Tupiti ni atlota na patok kang isloani. Uno ang utilugo. Aula na sa alaw at mafwanit. Upalung alaw at talo. Imakail fami suwa fami lunit. Tay magalak. Upalung atlota. Aula tay nagyas law at ta. Salik. Uifakuslota. He pruni lea gea silau togut naina lea afwati logo ulakut. Amalo anugi palau mayuk. Takwa ilan naga yaka. Sunguni tsao lutik khayati ulogo loati logo uwanit. Anugi mut uifamit. Siwupia kuna siyalaw laong itong. Ipu kalalaw kami iputsoy na lutik amalo. Siwupia kalalugating. Amalo tatu palaw ma ichiyo aluming. Nunak sakhiya khatangi maitlogo. Uwan ni asyo yaga sagwi ni asluting. Taman na walwat logo. Tema chay na ingikaw sito ingikagalay na to nga. Khwat sa nga lo khatang ito nga. Ama live upinikat siya lang ito. Tema chay na sukusi uminanga ingikasi ungun ni ganik. Uwan ni takutuin na asluting. Anigo titilo nga tatumik. Tay tsumani ulawto. Alaka rakik. Tattukut kuti mutut siali lautu, mitch ohaniati logo. Taisik hao yutit, umiu laugu wit, makigallaga yalaungitutin. Hano isumahali laukin, 2014 ingiulini ingavi haligavin, kapiasuli laukin. Noa kiuti logo. Huvia swagala lautunga, ilagun mitcho. Takunato yahlunga hayaga, ingihayuk, 24 ingiulikut, taikane, amma. Takunialunga khayagin nik atani yun nik sulu uvanga makhuni hulimigo lini natini illo alumeyunga tamannau tillugo tamannali isumannalu alautu tamatsamangan tamannau tillugo lo khawyumayuti taima tusannitu ninganin uhumaitu alukku natu khagaluaguni khawyumallu tillu uhauti yautsayna tutit ilakatsayna hulluti inutuluti aulahunat Hanuiniang inawit tay magalang taman na sulit siya na lungitong. Suna pimagyalo ulit tilugo. Asya hayam meyok ikayogun na si kayalunginan ni. Umiyo si magaluat panik ikayo hatigigun na kayalungitok. Nukagigalo ako dik tay mataman na isumalo na patok. Pimagito aluyok. Amma siya gulimat rad uhauti halaw to 25 tikilugo 40%. Ilusito kami to karali mi ukayatid imapimilot inugun na isi manginininik amalota ko kayan ni pigot sa tao si mayuit na inaniksina ni luni yari halaw kami tayo may mataman na kwat sana tuwalo to sa kiyanga mits ukan niya luni kayan mi ilaw to tinaminik sana si mayanik imakaliw ko kayan ni ilaw to kayaliw fimiyumi tayo may mali Atsigi yuni lulaung ito si. Noa uhati logo suta kaya mayunga tay matsay na sulu. Pitsya ni halaung iniganik ilali imailinga yumi anginit sa mikhayali usungu lawalawagama amma usisungun ni sao yumi tay maapi usikhalawalawagama kayangali mikinit sao lautuk sunatuin na ni usikun nanginit sao sutik Sukkanit sami ingi khasungul sutik. Imma kha atsigi ni khatsialung ito. Imani. Sulu khayali ugo sige simayaga asiago aki simaoko. Imma kha khayali agi simayaga. Taimat sayna pisungu gayalautung. Khayagi titun. Taman nautilugo atsiungi ni uti luatuk takha nunami. Imma ilinga laumat. Pinit sao yumik. Nunamutulakalagi akhar khattalao gamik. Tema pig gunatin nanga aula kallage khatlawamik imammi ingikhani khalwatumik tema matuffi khagamik uwangali sikhuni ya habunga ammalo utuge hallunga naitumik ilukhagamik uhumai nisawyuk pukhaiwegeanga taikwasaniani mich uhatilugo taisikhawyuti atuin naulaunini nanutalimmegeamin Awalo halaw gamit, amalo hukiyuti hatilutit. Umayo galan ni awla si maninita ko galalaw kisi. No, hatilugo. Ah, katsinik nanot silaw tugun at awt sinanok. Awalo ko pin niyagya si kasualaw tuk, redik bay migalak. Uhutit si sutik makhuni napayunik. Takwa napatitaw law tilugik. Uhumay tuno uyagan napapihat sutik. Amalo nasini asutiwayak. Mik 12 gauge satoyamik aulati chilutik ammalo khwat santu yumi aula yunik ipinyana tu yumik takwa aulati chilautu nanumik amma asingit khatsit nanuit aula sima figi yattini tigut saniago galtuin lautung atau silo niya kumminik ilo ano silo to kayamma suyugalat logo ilo ano sana si mao siya nga itiwa utagalo ammalo takulaw mayugot hatsinik nanunik atau sik 60 meters haning itigilaw to nubummit uhapilugalalaw tunga taitsumani ikatukulumilaw gata imammi ammalo tayma uwatini pinya kumato agot ti uwatino tafay na tikigayalaw man Unutualun ni atlaluwin halautung. Mitsa apigini atlugo. Imani litaw. Takulaukin. Pamiuliga galanning. Temaito galanning. Noa kiuti lugo. Pamiuliga tuinanik. Aluni takulaungitugot. Hilalugan nilunit. Pamiuligan nikisiani. Unutualunik. Puyisit siya laungitugulunin. Midin niuluang. Atautsik tuktuk. Mitsa. Ukhani atlugo. Taisik hayati uvanut. Uhilisimalaun nining, ipugalan nigilaun taninin, taman na uhautigilaumigo uvanut, noa uhatuni, taman nautilugo, uhiliumislunga nakun, uhiliumislunga nukitahlunga luniukun, taman nauyuk, itsivatuin nahatagata ipugalaluta, kapalislunga lutay mga ni nunanutigilaugamani nigigalapahlunga lu. Taman na walo at logo na matunin ni kitsa halaw tong aula si manini. Ilibigilaw ako Jerry Kobalinko. Na matunin ni kitsa ni takwa reyakan niti ni aula si manitini. Kaya may lunga atoy nasayang ulaw tong anikiti guli. Mitch apigini at logo hano ito saya ni nikita law gabi aula si magayamon. Noa kiuyuk. Granola galatuin na ni Aoyao tilugo. Sutail loatu ni tigo sigo nalungito di nikiyannik. Taman na galat logo granola piuyuk. Ako liu ti so ngugan ni imuliu tau sumut pautamut. Taman na ulasi utit siya galok. Ammalo hiti galimi. Hakhoya hukuluit. Peanut butter. Jam. Sukilati ilu. Temay tugalait, satsi siutit tu tau suut, panitti tau mayuit, niki yagalait, alsaw yagalakat talaw mayugun. Tapani sluta ang iyo alunik, ikhalusung ulaw gata, amma khatsigalan ni mitit simalaw migama, niki suubut ay patilugin. Niki malwa kayalaw galwatugo, nunamiutan ni niki yannik, taman na galwatlugo. Ingi khala watalo ammalo aipanga aula si makatiga pigut sia sia nikisia ne nigi matti gala ula mat kama gonna launga tu nikhi yannik ammalo aipanga li ikhalun ni adit sia gala ula tuk naini miuti tulung itung mitso uhani atlogo aula si maninni khawye mati sisu ngula ututi nanili mangapin khawye ti tsiuti mi atututin tamanna uhauti gila ugo noa uhati logo sutak lev ilaga Ilan naga, pitahalaw tuk, hawitit siutimik, pitahatil lunga, awla si mayuit, uhalaw tinganik, tay may mat. Imigulitik ayakun nuk, naminik, hawitit siutitili, atusunga yalaw kukut. Ahali, nanili mga ma, hawitit siutipiw yualong, awla tiyatwin na kayakun ni utakhilutit 15-20 minutes, nani mga pi hawitit siniatil ko hakitaw yatikot, titika fiusumik, Kikutuin na it, hakitaw tigot, nani mga ta, hawitit siyo titigot, ammalo, kikutuin na it, ilukhiyatit sisungon it sa uyo, hawi makamik, nani limang apit, mitso o kaniat lugo. Man ako kala awla kaya lalaki win, noa kiyoyok, aw kang mitso, man ako ulong itong, tafay na ulo at hatu, piyo siyo kaya mamakwe tulo ni, awla magi si magiak, tafan say na yarimik, siwalulo at hatu, Amalo sulia sa tago matuin na kalawa kama, skitu ta gumamot. Asik katitu ino, hatik katitu ino gumatuin na kalawa migama. Mitso ukatil logo. Sunani iliw te halaw kin, takhi ulaw tuminin, awla si maninin. Kiyuti logo noa. Hawiw te halaw tunga, hayak kunin mun. Takuna nga awla katiki si malaw takaning. Ikayo katalaw tu. Hanuk namut ingi khagaya mga ama ammalo nalagot siya marik awla si mapalaw gata. Tulo ingi khayugot akumigo tigot. Kilinga gut palo lang itugun sityaom. Awla tuin nakalalaw tugusulo muta fatitot akumigo tigot inghabi hatayang itigun. Ilipalaw tungatakhiw law tumi. Iliuti hamislo nga hanuk hamagayamik. Nanunning, piyunit sa mikhaw yu tigit lugo. Amalo piyunit sa mikhaya gaya galagaya mun. Ilangat pichu tiyuyuk, uhaw tiyuyangat. Nainisaw yu tigo ingi khani uyuk. ima pilogama khayumallunga ununnasagialani khayagalahattagama banna minit pionit saulunga khayattiugayattunga pionit sanik atugatsani pitahammilunga tunga bihalagunnegama asikkanik taimaimmat pichutiuyuk ilangattakha utinnigilauttavut tamanna katsungautihanniulaummat akigattulugu isumakhutusaannik tukisinattumi sakhegamalagama Katsungauti hanniuyuk, naukutikuttuinnak ingi hagayakuti katsungauti hatsiagawit, tamannauti logo, hautitsikumalaungitunga tusanniung, gitoalummik, ammalu hayak taimaittu kingungagut 900 kilometers. Isumatunit sauyut sauvutit, asinnilu inunnik taimatsaina piusikilauttagatu, piusikakhojengilanga taimaimmali. Khaya galaliyakhi gayagawit. Sukkainit samik pigalallutit. Khubiasutikit siyalogo inuusigiyayit. Mits okhatilogo. Nalagummarik. Noa nakummiligigibunga tamunga khawagawit. Ammalo angikhamit siyagit. Ahayla nakummik mitsaw.